Cheers， 早，
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
Well, this morning I'm going to be preaching the word on preaching the word。
我今天早上分享的信息就是传讲神的道。
There are many messages. So we look at the world today. So you kind of look out there and you listen carefully.There are all kinds of different messages that are coming towards us.
在今天呢，我生活的世界当中呢，有很多的信息每天传递到我们的脑海当中。
They are being preached to us in subtle ways, and they are being preached to us in very not so subtle ways.
有一些呢是很显著的，有一些却是很微妙的。
I began to take notice with my kids. I'll talk with my kids about the messages.That are being preached to us.
那我和我的孩子们一起呢，来一起分享这样的信息。
And what I do is I try to point out to them. I try to help them to notice the messages that are coming to us.
我试图着想以这种的方式来让他们明白他们所接收到的信息。
My daughter Morgan and I were watching TV a little while ago, and a commercial came on.
那我和我的女儿 Morgan 呢一起来看电视。那有一次呢，有一则广告插进来。
We were watching football. This is when football was back on, and it was a commercial about the National Football League.
那当时呢，这个节目是关于美国橄榄球赛的。
And an NFL player, the way the commercial would be an NFL player would come on to the television, and he would share about his family.
那么这时候有一个队员在中间广告时分插进来说怎么来形容这样的球队
or he would share about another player who he had played with who was like family
那他也会分享一些其他的队员他们分享他们家庭的经历
and then at the end of the commercial would say football is family
那在这一则广告之后呢他的结语是橄榄球就是家庭。
And as we were watching the commercial ended, and I said to Morgan, Morgan, did you catch that?
那这个时候，我回头问我女儿 Morgan， 我说，你有抓到这个信息吗
？And Morgan said, catch what, Dad?
那她回答说，啊，抓到什么呢
？I said, did you catch the message that the commercial was giving to us?
那她那我就说，你有没有抓到这个广告所带给我们的信息
？He said.Football is family.
他这样说，橄榄球队是一个家庭。
I said, Morgan, you see what's happening? There's a message that's being conveyed. What they want to do is they want to connect a feeling, a sense that when you watch football together, that it brings your family together. There's something about that.
So 我就说，你看。这个我们看这个橄榄球，他把这个橄榄球和我们的家庭连在一起，这不是很好吗
？And I said, look, it's not a bad message. It's not a bad message.
这不是很好吗
？It places value on family. It places value on relationships.
那这个广告他说到我们球队的一个关系。
But it is a message. I just want you to know that it is a message that's being brought to us.
对这个信息，它关于家庭这个信息，它却在这个时候来传递给我们。
And so it became a game as Morgan and I watched the rest of the commercials. We go, okay, what is being preached to us? What is the message that is coming to us?
那接下来我就和我的女儿一起来看这个广告所带给我们接下来所有的信息。
I said, Morgan, when you ever watch commercials about beer, like Budweiser or drinking, do you ever notice that most of the time it's most like everyone's having a good time? It's just like a fun time.
那比如说 Bud Light 或者等等的啤酒广告，它会传达一种另外的信息。
I said because there's a message. There's the world. The world wants to convey something to us. There are messages being preached to us all the time.
那这个世界，我们今天所在的这个世界，每天都在传递给我们信息。
And so I was working to help Morgan to be understand that our culture has multiple messages that are being preached to us.
那我就和我的女儿 Morgan 说，那有很多很多的信息在这样潜移默化当中传递给我们。
The scripture that we're reading this morning, the Apostle Paul tells Timothy with great clarity what ought to be preached.
那今天我要分享的经文给大家是说到提摩太，他接受保罗的信息，说他应该如何的传福音。
The message that he gives to Timothy is the same one that he has for us this morning.
那这则信息也同样的今天早上给我们每一个人。
And the message is this, preach the word of God, whether it's in season or out.
那这则信息就是无论得时与不得时都要传讲神的道。
Preach the word of God, whether it is a good time, whether it is in season, or whether it is out of season.
在得时与不得时当中我们都要传讲。
And along the way, what Paul does as he is writing this message to Timothy is he gives Timothy an inspiration, he gives Timothy an impetus, he gives Timothy a reason for why it's so important to be preaching the word.
那今天的经文就讲到提摩太应该如何的以一种什么样的动力，有一种什么样的冲劲去传讲神的话。
Turn with me to 2 Timothy in your phone, on your phones or in your Bibles, or you can look up on the screen here.
请打开我们手头的圣经，或者你看我们的 PowerPoint， 我们来读提摩太后书四章一到十节。
2 Timothy chapter 4, starting in verse 1, says this.And so I solemnly urge you before God and before Christ Jesus.
那我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度，嘱咐你。
Who will someday judge the living and the dead, and he will appear to set up his kingdom. Preach the word of God. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or not.Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching.
务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
All right, so the urging is very clear. Preach the word of God.
那这个鼓励呢，非常明显，他就说到如何以什么样的心态来传讲神的话。
But Paul supplies.Timothy with a motivation. Here's why. Here's why, Timothy. Here's why we need to be preaching the word.
那保罗在这里提醒提摩太，这就是你为什么要传讲神的道，这就是什么样的动力。
Timothy, one day, you will come before God, and he will look at you and he'll say, what has been given to you? And you will be judged for that.
那他在告诉提摩太说，有一天你会来到神的面前，神会根据你的行为和所知来审判你。
What you do today with what you've been given will be judged by God.
你今天是什么样子，你们所得到的是什么样，你活出什么样的人生，都会在神面前敞开。
So the scriptures are really clear. The scriptures say that there are actually going to be two judgments in the end.
那这个信息非常的明确，他就说我们有两个审判。
We will go before the white throne one day when we're all like at the end when Jesus Christ comes back. One day that we'll be standing before the white throne and it'll just be God and us.
那我们看从圣经中可以知道，有一天我们会来到白色大宝座前接受审判。那个时候，神会根据我们的所事来审判我们。
And Jesus will open the book of life.
那主耶稣会那时显现，会打开生命册。
And he will judge us according to our deeds, and according to us knowing Jesus Christ, our relationship with him.
这个审判是关于我们的行为，关于我们的所事，关于我们与神主耶稣基督的关系。
But then the scriptures say that there's going to be a second judgment.
那我们从圣经也知道，我们还会有第二次的审判。
Where our lives as servants, as followers of Jesus Christ.Are going to be evaluated.
我们今天跟随主的人，跟随神的人，也会重新被主来审核。
The scriptures say that anything that we have done unto the Lord, anything that we have like said, I'm doing this as unto the Lord, as part of following you, will remain, will be remembered.
那这个圣经所说到的是，我们今天为主所做的功， 会永远存留。
And everything else that is not done unto the Lord just simply will not be remembered.
那除此之外呢，似乎我们所做的一切都不见了。
Timothy, since you are being judged by Jesus Christ, since he's going to look at you one day in the eyes and he's going to evaluate the work that you have done unto the Lord, he says, preach the word of God, whether it is in season or out.
那他这个保罗提醒提摩太，既然你要接受神的审判，你就要得时与不得时都要传讲神的道。
And it is the same. It is the same for us. The message that Paul has for Timothy is the same message that he has for us.
那个时候给提摩太的话，今天也一样的提醒我们。
What we want to do is we want to keep our sights again at the very end. We want to be aware that someday there will be an end point where we'll stand before God and be like.I have to give an account for all that I've done, all that I've said, all the ways that I've related to people. I'm going to have to respond to him.
我们应该把我们的目标设立在当我们来到神的面前，来到耶稣基督审判宝座前，以这样一个心态来对待我们今天的生活。
And everyone in this room, everyone in this room wants the same exact words to be said to them.
那我们今天所有的弟兄姐妹，所有的人都希望得到神。
We want Jesus Christ, who will be standing for us, will be standing in front of Him. We want Him to look us in the eye, and we want Him to say, "Well done."
我们真的期待那一天，主耶稣基督他跟我们说，干得好。
We want Him to say, "Look, I've seen you. I've watched your lives. I've seen how you've given yourself away. I've seen how you've loved people. I saw how you were faithful to the truth. And well done. Well done."
我们期待主耶稣会说，我们所活出来的，我们所给予的，我们所服侍的，都会被神所赞许，说干得好。
Because what you did is you preached the word of God.
因为我们今天所做的，就是我们要为神做工。
Okay, but what does that mean? What does it mean to preach the word?
那传讲神的道到底是什么意思呢？
Obviously, it doesn't mean that you come up here and you preach out the word.
那是不是就是我们来站在这里来讲一篇道呢？
We don't often say the phrase "preach the word" when we speak to one another, like "preach the word."
那就是我们在平时与人交谈当中，我们来分享神的话。
Okay, so for Timothy, "preach the word" had something very specific in the time that Paul was talking to him.
那在提摩太后书这里边讲到说，当时保罗是如何来和提摩太讲这个信息的。
For Timothy, as he was ministering the church, it was important that he preached truth.
那提摩太明显的就是在服侍神的教会的时候，他分享真理。
Because there was false teaching that was being presented to the church, and Paul wanted to make sure that Timothy was combating that, was saying, look, in light of what's happening in the church,I want you, Timothy, to make sure that you are preaching regularly, that you are preaching the word, preaching the truth all the time.
因为在这个教会当中呢，当时确实存在了一些错误的教导。那保罗在这里就提醒提摩太，也鼓励他说，你一定要传讲那个真的道。
It's why Paul tells him, he says, patiently correct, rebuke, encourage the people with good teaching.
所以就是这里讲到的说，存百般的忍耐。各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
Timothy was to make sure that the truth was being shared. It was important in the context that he was preaching to, that he was ministering to.
很重要的一点就是，他一定要分享出神的道是正确的道。
But what about for us?
那我们今天要怎么做呢？
What does it mean for us to preach the word?
那对于我们来讲。传讲神的道是什么意思呢？
First, it means to preach to one another.
第一点就是我们要互相分享。
Preach to each other.
我们互相分享神的道。
Okay, so church ends, the service ends at noon.
那我们的主日敬拜会在中午的时候结束。
But it doesn't really, church does not end. The service ends at noon, but church does not.
那教会的服事呢，好像是在这个时间结束了。
Church,
但是我们的教会生活还没有。
Church happens whenever the body is together.
那这个教会实际的生活就是让我们肢体之间彼此联络的时候。
The conversations that you have at the lunch table afterwards, or in the hallway, or in your family groups.
那这个关系发生在我们在午餐桌上，发生在我们在 hallway，发生在我们与弟兄姐妹平时的交往当中。
Those conversations that you have there can be as impactful, or I would say even more impactful than the message you've heard from the pulpit.
那这些谈话呢，有时会成为非常重要的，甚至是可能比我们今天所分享的信息还要重要。
Yes, have you ever left a conversation with a brother or sister, or with a group of people, where you've been talking with them and you've been preaching to each other, you've been speaking to each other, and you leave that conversation and you feel like you're glowing.
那这个时候我们在分享的时候，我们会感受到彼此，我们会更加明白神的道理在彼此身上之间的作为。
Where you feel as though you've been encouraged or maybe exhorted, where you feel like there's been a message given to you because you've been preaching to each other, you've been talking to each other about the Lord.
因为在分享的时候，我们就把这个神的话具体的实化出来。
It's where the body is together and truth is being exchanged and life is being given to each other.
那现实与真理之间就彼此的交换，我们的生命就得以改变。
That's what it is when Paul is saying preach the word. He's talking to you. He's talking to the church. He's saying preach the word to one another. Preach to each other.
保罗说你要传讲神的信息，就是让我们都要传讲。
Okay, what else does preach the word mean for us?
那传讲神的道对于我们今天，我们再接下来看。
It means to be the message, okay? Be the message.
我们要成为那个信息。
In today's generation, in our context today, being the message to people is as equally as important as speaking the word.
那在今天这个世界，我们对对方所传讲的信息，我们自己的这个信息，就是和我们所说的话相连接的。
Some may say that it is even in our context today, it is even more important to be the message first over speaking the message in this generation.
好像我们活出来这个信息，要比我们讲出来这个信息更有用。
It means.What it means for us is to live out the word in our lives.
那我们如何活出这样的信息呢？
I had an opportunity this morning.
今天早上我有个机会。
My family and I were going through a drive-through.
那我和我的家人今早在一个地方我们开车经过。
And we pulled up to the window and I handed the money to the person who was taking the money.
我车子停下来，我摇开窗户，我可以付钱买东西。
And someone behind me, the car behind me honked their horn.
那有一辆车在我的后面，他就拼命摁喇叭。
I ignored it.
我没理他。
But then the person honked the horn a couple of times, and I felt like the person was telling me to move forward.
那后面这个人他就拼命的摁几下，他好像在说，你快走。
But I hadn't received our food yet.
但是我却没有拿到这个食物呢。
And the person honked, and I was becoming annoyed. I'm like, I wanted to go, we haven't received our food yet.
那我在那里就说，哦，这个很讨厌，我还没有拿到我的食物呢。
I wanted to either make some sort of motion to, like, tell him to get off our back, like, get away.
我都要做一些很 crazy 很疯狂的手势，让他离我远一点。
I leaned towards Sarah and said, we haven't received our food yet. We get our food. And then the horn honks again, honk honk. And I look back in the mirror and it's my neighbor.
那这个时候呢，这个售货员他把食物给了我，然后我再仔细观看后边这个驾驶员，他却是我的邻居。
I tell Sarah, oh, it's our neighbor.
我和我太太 Sarah 说啊，这是我们邻居。
I pull forward and I get out of my car and I go back and talk with my neighbor. He had called me just yesterday.
那这样我就停下来，我打开车门，我就和他打招呼。
But I was telling Sarah how I was so thankful that I didn't make some sort of aggressive gesture towards him.
我很庆幸，我和 Sarah 说，我没有做很疯狂的举动手势。
Because I want to be the gospel. I want to be the message.
因为我真的是想成为那个福音，想成为那个信息。
Listen, we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity as a church family this coming weekend to invite coworkers, to invite friends, to invite family to come and hear the message.
那我们在接下来这个周末呢，我们有机会来邀请我们的讲员，也邀请我们的朋友来听这样的福音。
And this coming weekend, truth and life is going to be the message. That's what's going to be preached.
那这个标题就是真理与现实。
But if you are known in your community, if you're known in your office as participating in gossip,
那我们就在我们的社区当中来一起分享这样的信息。
It's going to be hard for the person to connect what is being preached with what they see in your life message.
那这个信息就会讲到我们今天所生活的和我们所看见的是什么样子。
Do your coworkers, your family, your friends, do they see the message that is in your life, that is in God's word?
那我们的朋友、我们的亲戚和我们身边的人是否会通过我们来看到神的信息？
Because if you are being the message, when someone comes this weekend, it won't be hard for them to connect. Like, I see that what he is talking about, what is being preached, that is in my friend sitting next to me.
那我们在这样的机会当中，我把朋友邀请来，他会在教会当中，在这样信息的分享当中，他会看到哦，我的朋友就坐在这里，他活的就应该是这样子。
Some say that the single greatest cause of atheism in the world today is Christians who acknowledge Jesus with their lips and then walk out the door and deny him with their lives.
那我们很遗憾的就是看到有一些我们有一些弟兄姐妹，他在这里听到神的话，但是走出去却忘记了。
And that is partly what an unbelieving world finds unbelievable, is that they see the church talking about something, but they simply do not see it in the church's life.
那很遗憾的就是我们在这样的不信的时代当中，那些不信的人会审判我们说，你和你所说的、所做的、你做的和你所说的。
And that is why it is so important that as we preach the word, that it is we are being the message that is being preached with our lives.
我们实际要注重我们所活出来的信息。
You see what happened? Remember, if you remember the story of the Samaritan woman?
我不知道你们有没有听过这样一个 Samaritan 这个妇女的事迹。
Do you remember that? Do you remember when Jesus met the woman gathering water.
那他看到这个叙加的这个妇女呢，她在打水。
And you remember how she was touched by Jesus? She was moved. She was changed by his love, by his knowledge of her.
那耶稣就看到了这个女人，然后就将信息传给她。
And you see how she went and she brought the whole town. After she left Jesus, she went back to the town and said, you've got to come and see. You've got to come and see the one who knew everything about me.
那他就欢喜快乐地把全城的人召聚过来，他说，你们过来快看，他们耶稣把我所有的事情都知道。
But you see, the reason why that they came, why the invitation was taken by them, is that they noticed there was something different in her.
那当这个女人她去招聚她全城人的时候，那这些全城人就看到这个女人身上的改变。
Last time that she was at the well, she was by herself. She was an outsider.
那曾经她在井边独自打水。
The next time that they saw her, something had radically changed.
那下一次我们就看到这个情况完全反转。
And the invitation to come and see was that much more powerful.
那这样的信息实在是非常非常有力的。
But Timothy, Paul gives Timothy another motive to preach the word of God.
那保罗在这节经文当中也给提摩太另外一个鼓励。
To preach the word of God, whether it is the time is favorable or not.
那就是得时与不得时。
Look with me in verse 3, it says this.
我们来看第三节。
For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to right teaching. They will follow their own desires and they will look for teachers who will tell them whatever they want to hear. They will reject the truth and follow strange myths. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at bringing others to Christ.Complete the ministry that God has given to you.
第三到五节讲到说，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
Preach the word of God, whether it is favorable, a favorable time or not favorable time, because there's coming a time when people will not stand for the teaching any longer.
那在得时与不得时的时候传道，我们在另一方面也看到，人们会随从这些虚假的信息而转移。
Look in the North American, it's a little bit too small, but in the North American context where we are now.What this is showing is that increasingly it has different generations. It has the elders who are born after 1945, and it's got a little glasses for the elders. It's got boomers, baby boomers, born in 1946 to 1964, and it's got a little peace sign there. It's got busters, my generation, born from 1965 to 1983. And finally, it has mosaics, born from 1984 to 2002.
那我们在这样的图片当中是讲到美国这些信息和这个基督徒比例的变化。在不同的时期有不同的内容名字，那这个字很小它是讲到1945年以后等等的时期这个基督徒的比例。
And what it's showing is that with each generation, at least in the North American context, people are identifying as post-Christian.
那在这样的一个调查当中，他提到了一个名词叫做后基督教文化。
It says that, based on 15 factors or 15 metrics of faith, which speak of lack of Christian identity, belief or practice. Okay.
它是基于15个不同的因素来判断他的信仰，还有他是如何缺乏了基督文化这样一个印证的一个事实。
It just shows that with each generation in this country, in North America.People are less and less identifying with Jesus Christ, with the church.
那在北美呢，我们会看到，通过这个调查会看到，越来越少的人他拥有耶稣的香气。
But God is at work all over the world.
那神的国度是全世界的。
He is revealing himself to the nations everywhere.
他向他爱的人显现。
However,It appears that in Europe, it's already a post-Christian context.
遗憾的是，在欧洲，这个后基督徒文化已经出现。
In America, it's increasingly moving towards a post-Christian context.
那北美也是逐渐的走向后基督化。
And the good news is that in Asia, it seems as though there's a movement where Christianity there's an opening for Christ.
那值得庆幸的是在亚洲我们会看到我们的基督徒更在兴起。
I've heard that it's said for Christianity in America, it is like America is similar to a nation that is, it's like after dinner and America's kind of like settling down into bed, and that's how Christianity is in America.
那有一个比喻就说到北美的基督徒就好像是吃了晚餐之后就去睡觉的样子。
But when I hear stories, when I hear stories coming back from Asia, what I hear is that it's more like it's morning time.
那在亚洲那里我们确实感受到就好像是在早上。
That the Spirit is working there and the gospel is spreading.
圣灵在那里做工，那福音就在那里传开。
It is like they are rising and awakening.
就好像是刚刚升起并逐渐放光。
But what Paul urges Timothy to do, he says, preach the word whether it is in season or not, whether the time is favorable or not in America. What we're called to do, what we're urged to do is go ahead and continue to preach the word, to be the message, to preach the word to one another.
保罗在这里强调，无论得时与不得时，都要出去传神所给你的道。
And one of the most beautiful things and exciting things about the message that it lives within us is that it never loses its relevancy.
那我们今天所分享的信息在我们生命当中从来不会失去连接。
If you look at the message of the cross, it's a message of love. It's a message of grace.
当我们来看十字架的信息的时候，这就是充满恩典，充满爱。
It's a message. Love never loses its relevancy. There are people out there, right outside these doors, in the neighborhoods across the street, that are like looking for that. They are looking for love.
这个爱是从不会失去和我们连接。当我们走出这个门的时候，我们的身边的人就会被这样的爱吸引。
And grace is like almost in our culture. It's almost like in many ways. It's a strange concept.
那恩典好像在我们这世代上面，好像却是一个很奇怪的东西。
The message that is God's message, that is now us, that is now our message.
神的信息今天就成为我们的信息。
Has not lost its relevancy.
它是有这样的生命的生机的连接的。
So work.And bringing others to Christ.
我们要在为其他人服侍到神面前上面做工。
Complete the ministry that God has given to each one of you.
我们要完成神所付给我们每一个人的工。
Because you are missionaries right here. This is your mission right here.
今天在这里，在你的周围就是你的工厂。
Finally, Paul gives us one last inspiration to preach the word. And as you read it, it's a personal one.
那在最后呢，保罗会讲到一个很实际上他个人的经历。
Starting in verse 6, he says,
第六节这样讲到。
As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near.I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness that the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that great day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his glorious return.
我们读第六到八节，我现在被交奠。我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
You know, when Paul wrote his letter to the Philippians, he said something very similar.
保罗在给腓立比教会的书信当中说了同样类似的事情。
Back when he wrote to the Philippians, he actually talked about the possibility of his execution.
在那边信件当中，他提到他就要被杀。
He said, "But if my life is to be poured out like a drink offering,"
他说到我的生命就像那个浇奠的祭这样，酒一样泼出去。
But here, when he's writing Timothy, his language has changed.
当我们今天读到提摩太后书的时候，他的话语转变了。
He says, "I am I am already being poured out like a drink offering.
他说, 我已经准备好来献上我这个祭。
He realizes that as he's writing this letter to Timothy, that these are probably the last words that he's going to be writing.
他跟提摩太说, 这似乎是我今生所讲的最后一篇信息。
As he's writing this letter, as he's telling Timothy's instructions, he realizes that his ministry here on earth is coming to a close.
他这里似乎想到说, 提摩太, 我在世的服事, 在世的劳苦, 就要结束了。
The scriptures don't tell us how Paul's life ended.
那这篇信息并没有说 保罗是如何活出来。
But many early traditions and many scholars say that what happened was that Paul was taken outside of the gates of Rome and he was beheaded.
那在历史一代的历史的研究当中呢, 是说保罗当时是被拉到城门隘,
many believe that it was Nero himself, the emperor himself, who put this motion for Paul to be executed in motion.
就在那里呢, 他是这样, 悲惨的一种方式来结束他的生命。
Well, it's almost, you can almost see Paul preaching the word to himself here.
那我们在这里不但是看到他对提摩太, 而是他对他自己讲的这个信息。
Almost as he looks towards the end of his life, almost like telling himself what's going to happen, almost preaching to himself like, almost like Paul, you're almost at the end.
在他生命的结束的时候, 他把这个信息讲给他自己, 他说, 这就是我。
It's uncharacteristic of Paul to talk about himself in this way.
他就是以这样的方式来和他自己讲话。
But he says, I have fought the good fight, I have run the race, and I have remained faithful.
他说, 那美好的仗我已经打过了, 当跑的路我已经跑尽了。 所信的道,
I mean, he can taste, he can see the end.
他似乎可以看到他最终的结局。
And when he says, one of the things that I'm looking forward to, what Paul says, what I'm looking forward to, is that I'll be able to see Jesus, I'll be able to hear him say, well done.
他似乎在那个时候已经看到他见主那时候，主说，干好。
He's like, Timothy, what I'm really looking forward to is that when I have passed, that I'm going to receive that crown of righteousness from my Lord.
他对提摩太讲说, 当我立誓的时候, 我建主的时候, 我会得到那公义的冠冕。
He's like, I can't wait to hear those words. I can't wait to be recognized by my Lord.
我似乎等不及去见我的主。
So you can put your name there.
你今天可以把你自己的名字放在那里。
Well done, like picture it in your mind where you are before him and he says, well done. Place your name there, my good and faithful servant. Because you know why? Because I watched your life. I saw you preach the word. When you were sitting at the tables, when you were with your neighbors, when you were with your coworkers, you were preaching the word.
弟兄姐妹，你把你的名字放在那里。当你见主的时候，你想象你自己的名字被主叫到，说你是忠心又良善的仆人。你在餐桌前，你在你的朋友之间交往当中，你在你的同事当中，你在分享神的道，你自己活出那个信息。
Your lives spoke it, and your words spoke it.
你生命就这样的说话，而你就是以这样生命说话。
So what we need to do is to position ourselves where we are so connected with him, we are so full of him, that we're just radiating him, we're being the message.
我们就是这样的与我们的主联络，我们就是这样的活出我们生命，活出主的信息。
Let us be the message to one another and to the world outside.
让我们成为彼此的信息。
So in the end, that we can come and take our great reward.
最后, 我们就得着最终神给我们的奖赏。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we know that your promises will be carried out.
我们知道你的应许就要实现。
We look at the end of your word, we look at the book of Revelation, and we see that the time is coming when you will return.
在启示录我们看到你再次显现的时候的光景。
And Lord, it is our heart's desire. What we want is to remain faithful all the way to the end.
这就是我们在最终那里所有的盼望。
We want to be so connected with you, so full of you, that wherever we go, that the gospel is being preached.
我们实在是盼望那样的连结，盼望我们活出满有主耶稣基督的形象，我们将你的道传遍这个世界。
Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit.
主，我们感谢你，你圣灵赐给我们。
Because it is your Holy Spirit who's going to empower us, to enable us to live the lives which display you.
因为圣灵就给我们力量，给我们智慧，让我们传讲你的话。
Lord, let our lives be an act of worship to you.
让我们的生命是一个赞美主的生命。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.